Welcome to the Church Instrumental Music and Worship Podcast, brought to you by MyStaffArranger.com. Hi, I'm Larry Jones, your host, and I am the senior arranger and owner of MyStaffArranger.com. And if you're not familiar with the MyStaffArranger.com community, we invite you to stop by our site, check us out, www.MyStaffArranger.com. And there you will see our business website. And right there on the home page, you'll see a place where you can sign up for our free monthly e-newsletter. And it's totally free, no obligation, and you will find topics ranging from material that we share in our podcast, a number of different things, finale tips and tricks, worship quotes, things of that nature. So we invite you to sign up for that free e-newsletter, and if you do, you'll receive a couple of free arrangements, some orchestra warm-ups, and you'll also receive a hymn arrangement scored for full orchestra you can use for congregational worship, along with some other valuable ministry tools. So we invite you to just stop by the website, check us out, and right there on the homepage, you can just fill in a few simple spots, put your name and email address in, and confirm your subscription, and you'll be signed up for that free monthly newsletter and get those valuable ministry tools. And also, we blog on a regular basis, and the location for that is www.mystaffarranger.blogspot.com. So why don't you check out our blog as well? You can access that through the homepage of the website. And then also this podcast, the homepage for that is www.mystaffarranger.podomatic.com. And I also might mention back on the blog, theblogspot.com, you can subscribe via email right there on the front page. And all you have to do is just enter your email address and follow the directions, confirm your subscription. And anytime I blog, which is about three or four times a week on various aspects of church worship ministry, instrumental music connected to our music and arranging and typesetting business, church music news, MyStaff Arranger news, product releases, client testimonials, personal musings, finale tips and tricks, just a wide variety of topics I cover three or four times a week. So you can also subscribe to that via email and just stop there and just go ahead and do that. And we'd love to have you a part of the MyStaffArranger.com family. And today we are continuing with part four of improving the quality of your church orchestra, which is communicate excellence. Last week we covered part three, getting organized, and this week part four, communicating excellence. And before we continue, let's go to this brief commercial timeout. Hey, worship pastors and church instrumental directors, MyStaffArranger.com proudly introduces the Flex Chart System, coming soon in 2008. FlexChart system is on the forefront of church music arranging for the 21st century music ministry. We will be offering churches fully orchestrated hymn and worship song arrangements in the following editable formats: Finale 2008 files, XML files, which you can import to earlier versions of Finale and Sibelius, and in addition, MIDI files. The benefits of the FlexChart system includes the following. First, multiple editable file formats as mentioned earlier. 2. Monthly subscription format with additional benefits at a low cost. 3. Full orchestration that includes harp, string reduction, and separate string parts. 4. Standardized FlexChart score template so you can easily merge other FlexCharts together using Finale 2008. 5. Through composed arrangements so you have clear roadmaps, delete or repeat sections of the music as you desire in a few easy steps. Visualize all the possibilities you would have if you had arrangements and orchestrations similar to the Celebration Hymnal, Songs for Praise and Worship, More Songs for Praise and Worship, G3 Worship, Praise Charts, all in Finale or other editable files. The power and flexibility you would have to craft flowing worship services would be incredible. To receive more information on the FlexChart system, subscribe to our free monthly e-newsletter at www.mystaffarranger.com and also subscribe to our blog feed at www.mystaffarranger.blogspot.com. Look for us soon in January 2008. To receive a free sample flux charts chart, please email me, Larry Jones, at ljones@mystaffarranger.com. Again, that's ljones@mystaffarranger.com to receive your free sample flex chart. And welcome back. Now, moving to our topic for this week, improving the quality of your church orchestra, part four, communicating excellence. And if you want your church orchestra to improve in quality, or really any aspect of your worship ministry, whether it's the praise team or your choir, your praise band, whatever it might be, you must communicate excellence. And here's a few ideas that I've just come up with that you can do this as the leader. Number one, lead by example. And this is very similar to material to what we've already covered in the previous three podcasts. But when you're leading by example, whether you're on the podium conducting, you're leading worship out in front, you're playing a musical instrument, whatever it might be, you need to be sure as the leader that you're modeling excellence to your ensemble, whether it's orchestra, praise team, choir, etc. This means you need to keep up on your musical chops. You need to have your music prepared and be mentally prepared to perform each and every week. One thing that I like to do of our orchestra rehearsal typically happens on Wednesday evenings. And so a good chunk of my day on Wednesday is spent preparing for that evening's rehearsal. And I will typically go through the score for each song. I will listen to a demo recording if I'm not familiar with the song, get a feel for what the rhythm section is supposed to do, and then I will look over my score and see if there's any problem areas in the strings, winds, brass, percussion that I'm going to have to address that evening. And that usually works very well, and the orchestra, you know, they realize that I'm coming in prepared for that rehearsal. And also what I do on Fridays is I spend time going through the worship order for that Sunday morning. I study my scores again for that particular Sunday morning, and I make sure that almost from memory that I can direct the choir and the orchestra for that particular worship service. And the orchestra and the choir really respond well to that. They can sense that I have prepared myself. You know, I've been in churches where I've played trumpet under the leadership of directors that weren't as prepared, and you know, as an orchestra member, I could sense that they were, you know, kind of faking it and just weren't really sure of roadmaps, what they were supposed to be leading. And the orchestra can sense that they're not going to be as sure of themselves. So I would just encourage you, you need to lead by example. You need to come into each rehearsal and each worship service prepared, ready to go. All right, number two, talk about it through devotional time. So on your rehearsal times, if you're able to, I would just take a few minutes. It doesn't have to be very long, but pick out passages of scripture that deal with the topic of excellence. You know, just during your rehearsal. For example, Psalm 33:3, talking about playing skillfully for the Lord. You can also maybe read books together. It probably would have to be slowly, barely a chapter a week that deal with excellence. For example, the book Resurrecting Excellence, Shaping Faithful Christian Ministry by L. Gregory Jones might be a good one to go through with your orchestra, praise team, choir, etc. And moving on, number three, talk about it while you're rehearsing the music. Similar to the second one, talking about it during devotional times, but here you're focusing more on the music and how to make it excellent. So if you need to stop and fix a problem, you know, just talk about excellence in playing your instrument. Doesn't have to be long, but you're just, again, reinforcing the concept of excellence. Moving on, number four, write about it in your newsletters. For example, you might want to write on that specific topic. You might have a weekly verse that deals with the topic of excellence or something similar, a weekly quote. I do that every newsletter that I produce each week. Is I have a weekly quote that usually deals with excellence. And I just like to remind the orchestra subtly that we need to to do the very best job that we can. And I also reinforce that verbally and make sure that I'm pointing them the reason that we're doing something with excellence. It's for the Lord, and it's not a selfish reason so that we look good. Moving on, number five, you can display visual reminders in your rehearsal space. For example, you could place artwork. There's a lot of business artwork out there that has success quotes in it, excellence quotes, pictures, banners in your rehearsal space. We actually have a banner at the front of our orchestra rehearsal space that has the kind of like the tagline for our orchestra, which is worshiping Jesus with excellence, and then it has the play skillfully and shout for joy quote from Psalm 33:3. So that big banner is hanging up in front of the orchestra room. Again, it's just another reinforcement that what we're about is excellence in worship directed towards the Lord. I will just make one note of caution when dealing with the topic of excellence and improving the quality of your orchestra, that we just really need to be careful as worship leaders that we don't worship the God of excellence, little g, God of excellence. And it's just so easy to worship that little God of excellence and just be so focused in on that that you forget the importance of the reason that we get together on Wednesday nights to rehearse, or whatever night you rehearse, and get together for worship services on Sunday, is not to worship at the altar of excellence, but to do the very best that we can for God's glory and not our own. So I just encourage you, as you encourage your worship teams to strive for excellence, don't get so hung up at worshiping at the altar of excellence that we forget to worship the true God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, anyway, these are just some idea-generating thoughts on communicating excellence with your orchestra, and I pray that these suggestions have been helpful to you. And please stay tuned for part 5 in our next podcast next week. Again, we invite you to stop by the homepage, www.mystaffranger.com. You can sign up for our free monthly e-newsletter and get all that free stuff by doing that. And check out our blog. Sign up email subscription for that. That's www.mystaffranger.blogspot.com. And also the homepage for this podcast, www.mystaffranger.podomatic.com. We appreciate you stopping by. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.